Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. How do you stay inspired is one of my favorite questions to be asked and to ask others. Everyone has their own tricks and tips to navigate the endless sea of information and experiences in today's digital landscape. But something that isn't talked about enough is the fact that inspiration is hard work. The speed at which technology and our creative industries change is breathtaking. Just when we think we've got a handle on our jobs, bam, something new to consider. There's so much new content being created every day. Where do we begin? When have we accumulated enough inspiration for us to finally sit down and get to work? Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/315. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. There's several quotes kind of rolling around out there attributed to both Stephen King and Chuck Close, and they're essentially something like this: amateurs wait for inspiration, professionals get to work. I've heard it like amateurs, losers, whatever you want to replace that word with, but it's basically painting the need for inspiration as the enemy of getting to work. But when it comes to creativity, something happens the more that you actually use your creativity, you start running out of ideas. And so inspiration isn't just something that we need when we're faced with the blank page. It really is something that we need daily when we are doing our creative work. Lately, I've been reading the book Creative Confidence, Unleashing the Creative Potential Within Us All by Tom Kelly and David Kelly of IDEO. And I came across this quote that I wanted to share with you as the basis for this episode. They write, "Ask yourself, what can you do to increase your deal flow of new ideas? When was the last time you took a class, read some unusual magazines or blogs, listened to new kinds of music, traveled a different route to work, had coffee with a friend or colleague who can teach you something new, connected to big idea people via social media? To keep your thinking fresh, constantly seek out new sources of information." I love that last part, constantly seek out new sources of information. Because as they continue to write, you can choose to be creative, but you have to make an effort to stay inspired and turn creativity into a habit. I love this idea of inspiration being hard work. I don't even want to say that it's work. It's hard work because it takes effort on a daily basis, and it's something that you have to choose to do, much like creativity. When you have a to-do list that's long, expectations from friends, family, and clients, it can be hard to make time for inspiration, for exercise, for all of the things that we should be doing. And so in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 8 ways that you can grow your inspiration building habits. Because yes, it is a habit. The first is invest time in seeking out new experiences, ideas, people, and classes. The great thing about the internet is that you can take free classes just about anywhere. You can do lynda.com through your local library often, where you don't have to invest any money. MIT has OpenCourseWare that you can watch. So many universities have free courses that you can take, massively open online courses. But when it comes to experiences and ideas and people, Just get curious about the people that are around you when you're in a coffee shop. Ask them what they're thinking about. Ask them what they're doing. Sometimes if you're at a loss for things, just ask what other people are doing. And that's part of seeking out new experiences. So anytime that you find yourself amazed with what someone else is doing, just ask them. Send them an email. Maybe you're sitting next to them at lunch. Just ask. But it does require an investment of time. Second, explore the unknown areas surrounding what is known to you. The interesting thing about what is unknown is that oftentimes you don't know, which makes it a challenge, and I hear that the most with students. Well, I don't know what I don't know. Well, once you start building expertise in all of the things that you do on a daily basis, there are going to be things that you don't know about. And so look at the intersection between what you're working on and what you're a little bit puzzled by as you're doing those things. So for me, I've been doing a lot of podcast editing recently, and there's some things that I intuitively know how to do, but then I don't know why they work. Or really what I'm doing. And so there's some unknown areas that really need some broadening of my understanding. So that is definitely a way that I can explore some unknown areas. But what about you? What are some things that as you're working on them, you're just like, you know what, I'm gonna take a guess here. Those are some unknown areas that maybe you can explore. Third, focus on what matters and impacts your work the most. This is the dreaded word priority. Not everything can be a priority, so you need to basically focus your attention on what matters and impacts your work the most. I know for myself that this podcast matters a lot and impacts the work that I do on a weekly basis. So when I'm spending time seeking for inspiration, you better believe that I'm focused on topics and ideas for this podcast. And the same goes with my newsletter. But it doesn't just stop there. You know, client work as well needs inspiration. It needs to really have some focused attention to inspiration. And so once you kind of know what you want to focus on, that helps you to really define your filter or lens at which you start looking at inspiration and ideas through. Fourth, take time to do something new every day. Yes, this is one of those areas where I think people can really start making excuses. But I'm not talking about big things. Maybe go to Barnes & Noble or the store and buy a new magazine. What if you read the gossip, you know, magazines? My grandma used to read the National Enquirer all the time, and it's amazing what creativity exists in that magazine. Sure, they're just trashing people on a daily basis, but there are interesting things that you can really learn in that magazine about creative writing, about things that might relate to something that you're working on. But it does require a time investment again. But it doesn't need to be much time. Just take time to try something out. Maybe you haven't picked up your guitar in a while. Try taking 5 minutes to play a song. Fifth, embrace the challenge, pain, and struggle that can and will accompany the effort to grow your inspiration-building habits. Inevitably, you run out of ideas, and you get desperate, and you start struggling to find new areas. Just embrace it. Just realize that sometimes inspiration is going to hurt more than others. Let's be honest, we are getting bombarded with a fire hose amount of information on a daily basis. We're literally getting hit with a metaphorical fire hose. And I don't know if you've really watched the amount of pressure that a fire hose generates. It can hurt you. It can kill you. And if we're not careful, we can be hurt by the amount of information that we're taking in. But at the same time, remember that it is going to be a struggle. Sixth, ask someone for a book or podcast recommendation and then actually read or listen to it. I have a growing list of recommendations. I have a growing list of podcasts that I actually want to listen to, but it's a lot different making the list than actually listening to them. And as you read or listen to it, make notes. What's standing out to you? What's something that you didn't consider? It's amazing what you can learn when you not only follow through, but you actually take notes. Seventh, establish a routine for setting the stage for both inspiration and creativity. Whenever I'm getting ready to write something serious, I always turn on Radiohead's Kid A. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, it just puts me in the writing mood. Today I was listening to Chopin when I was getting this episode ready, and then I turned on Romeo Drive by Kevin Max, and it just wires my brain for creativity. In the morning, I'll close all the blinds in my office and I'll turn on some lamps and I'll just start reading and taking notes and capturing what's going on in my brain. And that's what this episode really came out of, was that routine that I have for inspiration, because I was facing the dreaded blank page on this episode. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but by taking time, I not only have this episode, but I have the next episode ready to go as well. So establish a routine. Eighth and finally, remember that getting back to work and using what you've learned requires discipline to shut off the flow of ideas and inspiration. I remember several summers ago, my dad was working from home and he asked me, "Chris, how do you not get distracted by television?" I'm like, "Well, eventually you have to turn off the TV and actually work." That's just the reality of it. And I think that's what Stephen King and Chuck Close are talking about, is that you have to work. None of this matters if you don't work and really start processing these ideas and turning them into something. Inspiration is merely fuel for the creative process. And if you never go through the creative process with these inspiration, what happens? Well, what happens when you eat too much sugar? You start to gain weight. What happens if you don't exercise and actually work and build muscle and build your ability to run or to exercise? Your body doesn't work. Remember, all this stuff is stuff that you can pick and choose from. You don't have to do all eight. But at the same time, the more that you can build your inspiration habits, the more I think you're going to impact your creativity in the long run, because as you use your creativity, you're also lessening the store of ideas that you have, the store of inspiration, and really, you have to continually be filling these stores of information. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.